Well, as good as the quality of play is today, how do you leave guys like Wade Boggs and Jeff Bagwell off the list?
You know, since I covered this 3 years ago, I'd have to go back and remember. Wade Boggs was a wonderful player. He got a little bit of a late start. He accumulated the necessary hits. But I think in talking to people and remembering him as a player, and I saw a lot of him, I think there was an area to his play where the numbers may have meant a little too much to him, and it certainly may have taken too many pitches for his own good. In some cases, he really should be more of a team player and risk putouts and risk putting the ball into play and in some cases swing at the first pitch and in some cases, look, we're approaching the All-Star game. I know there was a 20-year period where the American League third baseman was either George Brett or Wade Boggs, and I have Brett so high, and I think he's one of the greatest players of all time. And Boggs was one of the greatest, but it just didn't make the top 100 in my estimation. Now, I'm more restricted than the Hall of Fame because there's many more than 100 players in the Hall of Fame. I love Boggs as a player, but I just don't think he ranked quite that high. Same with Bagwell. It's a tough position, first base. There were a lot of guys who were very bunched together, but if you ask me if Eddie Murray and Frank Thomas and a couple of those guys should be ahead of Bagwell, I'd say absolutely.